What happens when you realize nobody's coming to save you? That moment hits differently for everyone. Maybe it's staring at a pile of bills, or navigating a breakup alone, or simply waking up and thinking, wait, I'm supposed to know what I'm doing now? We've been handed a script for adulthood that no longer works. The old formula, school, career, marriage, house, kids, has dissolved into something far messier and more personal. And here's the truth nobody wants to admit. That's actually liberating. Because adulthood isn't a destination you arrive at with the right credentials. It's a practice you get better at through trial, error, and the courage to keep showing up for your own life. Stop waiting for your life to look like someone else's highlight reel. The traditional markers of adulthood have crumbled, not because this generation is failing, but because the world has fundamentally changed. Education is now lifelong. Careers shift multiple times. Marriage and children have transformed from requirements into choices. When young adults today define adulting, they talk about independence, making decisions, handling consequences, and realizing you don't have to do things that don't serve you. There's no finish line to cross, no moment when you suddenly have it all figured out. The question isn't whether you're ready, it's whether you're willing to start. Picture a young couple whose moving truck catches fire, destroying everything they own. No parents swoop in, just two people realizing this is our problem to solve. That moment marks the shift into true adulthood. Fending for yourself means attending to your body's needs, finding work, making decisions, and showing up consistently. These aren't just skills, but mindsets, appreciating expectations, wanting to learn, and motivating yourself to act. Some people are forced into this competence early through hardship. While deeply unfair, these challenges often produce more capable adults. Learned helplessness develops when others handle everything for us, leaving us confused about our abilities. Even people with disabilities deserve the chance to do as much as possible for themselves. All humans are hardwired to want to accomplish things. Your work feels most meaningful when it aligns with who you actually are. Adulting is less about checking boxes and more about developing the mindset that you can figure things out as you go. We've been sold a lie. Perfection is the goal. Constant praise for being perfect creates unrealistic expectations and trains us to seek validation over genuine growth. Parents often create rigid life plans, intervening with fixing, managing, and nagging when children deviate. This sends a toxic message that love is conditional, you're incapable alone, and life is about meeting others' expectations. Real adulthood requires embracing uncertainty. Growth happens through trial and error, and bad experiences often teach more than good ones. We're taught to avoid failing and its siblings, falling, faltering, flailing, floundering, fumbling. But these beautiful F words are actually our greatest teachers. To learn, we must leave our comfort zone and enter the stretch zone. Being vulnerable isn't weakness, it's power. Carol Dweck's research on growth mindset shows that focusing on being perfect or smart hinders growth. Instead, focus on effort, something you can actually control. Your character isn't built in moments of triumph, but in how you respond when things fall apart. Many families define success narrowly: the right schooling, particular careers, appropriate relationships, specific financial markers. Yet therapists' couches overflow with unhappy 40-somethings who did exactly what they were supposed to do, but ache to discover who they truly want to be. The middle-class mindset of keeping your options open traps you in perpetual limbo. It breeds anxiety through endless choices and promises a perfect future time that never arrives. Social media amplifies this with constant FOMO from curated highlights. Many sense what they truly love to do, but dismiss these inklings out of fear. Finding your authentic voice requires a simple exercise. Draw a line down paper, labeling what I'm good at and the other what I love. This reveals truths you've always known but ignored. After finding your voice, take intentional action, make plans, work hard, and share them with supportive people. Some will ridicule you, especially family or people you respect. Keep going anyway. It's your life, and one day it'll be over. Your intentions are your hand aiming a flashlight. Your attention is the beam, and your awareness is what gets illuminated. If your intention is not to fail, awareness fills with fear. If it's to succeed, awareness shifts to curiosity and commitment. Regulate emotions through connecting with nature, friends, yourself, and your body. Develop a bias toward action and learn to explore contradictions, make compromises, and set boundaries. Despite technology's promises, social media fails to nourish like in-person interactions. Research shows even brief eye contact with strangers benefits well-being. Smiling amplifies the effect, and conversation brings the greatest happiness. Yet we squander workplace relationship opportunities with meaningless exchanges. Traditional community mechanisms have declined dramatically. The solution? Find your people through shared interests. True friendship requires mutual connection, care, and concern. Despite exhaustion and scrolling temptations, making time for friends is essential. Being reliable matters tremendously. If you lack close confidants, consider whether you're trustworthy, consistent, and genuinely show up. The Harvard Grant study, following men from their 20s until death, concluded happiness equals love, full stop. While young adults believe fame and wealth lead to happiness, those who thrived most leaned into relationships, with family, with friends, with community. Your legacy won't be achievements or possessions, but accumulated small moments revealing your character, whether you were loving, caring, and kind. Your physical and mental health aren't optional. They're foundational. If life is a bicycle ride, your body and mind are the two wheels propelling you forward. Today, one in two 18-year-olds has a diagnosis, a massive shift from prior generations. You're fortunate to live in an era with robust research, pharmacological support, and greater acceptance. Nothing is more fundamental than figuring out who you are and how you best function. This means identifying your situation, then accepting and embracing it as part of yourself. Self-love means feeling intrinsically worthy regardless of external validation, protecting you emotionally because you recognize others' negative reactions reflect their issues, not your worth. Watch for early warning signs: fatigue, overwhelm, rumination, worry, self-criticism, and unhealthy self-doubt. When your suffering isn't visible to others, develop courage to advocate for your needs. Asking for help is strength, not weakness. Resilience is an emotional muscle that builds through experiencing setbacks and learning from them. This requires experiencing your experiences, feeling and processing your emotions. While developing agency is crucial, recognize you cannot control most things in life, only your responses. Each difficult experience builds strength for future challenges. Grief is just love with no place to go. Rather than finding your passion, find your why. When you know your values, your choices align with them instead of external influences. Ask yourself, what issues make you think, that just isn't right? Don't be dissuaded by scale making. Even a small portion of the world better creates collective change. Contribute through how you use time, spend money, make decisions, or live your life. You might devote a career to service, volunteer monthly, design solutions, create ethical businesses, run for office, heal the sick, create moving art, or fight injustice. Start with five baseline behaviors: register and vote, read news from diverse sources, verify information, engage with others about important issues, and take action. You have three internal superpowers. Mindfulness creates space between impulse and action. Kindness creates ripple effects that transform communities. Gratitude draws positive things into your life. Together, they create an unstoppable force for good. This is your turn, your adulthood, your one precious life. Nobody's coming to save you, and that's exactly as it should be. The moment you realize you're capable of saving yourself is the moment everything changes.